You're listening to Radio Boston. I'm Tiziana Deering. And as of today, you have 15 days to file your taxes. If you have not done so yet, don't worry. We've got you. And if you have, we're still here to give you some information that you might not know. It is our latest Budget Boston. And here to help us, Ansel Tejada. He is the Program Manager of Financial Empowerment at the Massachusetts Association for Community Action, or MASCAP, and Evan George, host of Bostopia News, a weekly news podcast covering all things Boston. Evan, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
And Ansel, welcome back to you.
Thank you for having me.
It's great to have you back. Ansel, I'm going to start with you. You've boiled down doing taxes into five basic steps. Let's hit them bam, bam, bam. What are they?
Get prepared. Know your stuff, know where your money came in, know where your money went out. Don't worry so much about the names of all your documents, and go get some help if you really need it.
And there's a lot of help out there, isn't
Absolutely.
There?
Absolutely. There's a lot of help, and especially free help for a lot of my clients.
Okay, so Evan, quick lightning round for you. I'm going to give you three true or false questions.
Ooh,
you ready?
All right, let's do it.
All right, true or false, tax returns will likely be lower this year.
Yes, that is correct.
Okay. The new child tax credit only benefits families with children under 13.
So that is not as... That's half correct.
Half correct.
Part of Mauro Healey's new policy that they are trying to pass through is that they are combining the childhood and the family tax credit, and that this new proposal will allow, if you are taking care of a dependent over the age of 65, that will also qualify.
But that hasn't passed yet.
Correct.
Okay. And the April 18th deadline is unusual.
That is also correct. I think everyone has it in their heads. April 15th, we have a few days extra.
Okay, so that is so here's my next question to you. When was the last time that we actually had a deadline of April 15th?
That's a great question, because I know it's something that they decided to start extending even, I think, before the COVID era, as just a way of addressing some gaps in the system, allowing people to know it's April 15th, ooh, actually, you have now a couple more days because it's really hard for people to meet that deadline. Let's extend things, especially with the SPS system running as slow as it has been over the past decade.
Plus, this year, April 15th is on a weekend, and then I think the 17th is like Emancipation Day in D.C., right?
Correct.
Okay, so Ansel, this is important. If you can't get your taxes filed by April 18th. Is there anything you can do about that?
Well, there's two options. You could always ask for an extension. Make sure that you file that extension before the April 18th deadline. But at the same time, if you are receiving a return, there's also possibilities that you could go ahead and file a little bit afterwards and receive that same return. You just have to kind of make sure that you don't owe any money behind there. And there's a couple of ways that you could do that.
And if you need an extension, but you think you're going to owe money, mm-hmm. do you have to pay some amount of money when you ask for your
extension?
Yeah,
absolutely. Through the state and also through the IRS. And you could both do those through the when you go to a free filing site, such as the Volunteer Income Tax Assistance Program.
And Evan, how far out is that extension usually?
That's a great question. I might have to phone a friend to ask Ansel for that.
But all right, Ansel. You are the friend Evan is phoning, so.
It's all the way usually until October. October okay. 18th, somewhere around there.
So you get a decent amount of
you
time.
You got a decent amount.
Okay, so Evan, and we're speaking with Evan George of Bostopia News and Ansel Tejada here of MASCAP as we look at 15 days from now, tick-tock, until taxes are due unless you get an extension until sometime in October.
Yep.
Okay, so Evan, I'm going to turn to you because I know that based on something you said earlier, we've got a set of listeners who haven't been able to listen to anything else because they're like, wait, the tax stuff that Mauro Healey wants to do hasn't passed yet. So quickly take us through this. What are the family and senior items that Governor Healey has proposed quickly? And how will we know if and when those have passed?
Okay, great question. And there's a large series of different tax cuts that Mauro Healey has proposed. This one in particular is probably one of the strongest ones. So what it does is combines two existing tax credits, one that we have for children, one that we have for seniors, and just really simplifies the system and gives some more money. So if this were to pass, and we'll get to when we'll find out about that later, you will receive an extra $600 per year per dependent, and that dependent is going to be 13 years or under, so any child that age, and also 65 years or older. So, for example, if you're caring for an aged parent, $600 per dependent. And now when we will hear about this, as people who follow the Massachusetts State House knows, it is a very slow and grueling process. If I had to place my money on it, though DraftKings doesn't allow sports betting on politics just yet, it would be sometime around June, just as they pass everything else.
And that would then mean that it goes into effect for your 2023 taxes, which you would file next year.
Correct.
Okay, so Ansel, I'm going to go back now because you've made a couple of references to free support for taxes. And I'm going to give an example here. Here's an ad for ABCD in Alston, Brighton, their neighborhood opportunity center.
Free tax prep at ABCD.
I came here to have my taxes done because I've had them done for the last 3 or 4 years here. I keep coming back here because they do a good job. That means a lot because I don't have...
No strings attached. There really are organizations out there that will help people do their taxes for free.
Yeah, absolutely. In the state of Massachusetts, there's over 70 sites in the whole entire state of volunteer income tax assistance sites that will help you free file your taxes when you walk in. ABC is one of the ones that works with Boston Tax Help Coalition, but they also work with MassCap as well, and they help with free filing.
How does one find out who might be able to help them file their taxes for free?
Two ways. You could definitely go to the IRS website. They have a listing on there of all the and go through the VITA site and search for VITA. Or you could go to masscap.org and free tax filing or free tax help. And we have a listing of all of our sites as well.
All right. So what do you bring? Okay. So now I am getting ready to go to a free tax prep site. I can imagine standing in a long line. I get to the desk and they tell me, you don't have everything you need, right? I mean, we've all lived this. So I've got a backpack or a bag. What do I need to have in it to be sure that I've got the materials I need to get help?
So three things. Income. Where do you get your income from? Don't worry about the names of the forms themselves because it could be a W-2 or 1099 or anything. But where did you get money coming in from? Make sure that you have all that information put together of where you got money coming in. Where did you spend that money? If you spent that money, how did it get spent? Where did it get spent and things like that? And also your health insurance information in the state of Massachusetts is required. So make sure that you have that on hand.
How would I have that? Like, did it come in the mail?
Yeah, absolutely. Whether it's MassHealth that will send it out or your job will send it out for you. So their forms is called a 1099-HC in the state of Massachusetts, and you should have that come in the mail and it should be ready for you.
Okay. Now, Evan, I'll turn to you. One of the things that we'll hear program preparers, that's not an easy word to say, like an H&R Block or a TurboTax, sometimes we'll see commercials where they say, hey, if you're due for a return, we'll give you some of that money now, right? It's a prepaid tax return. Mm-hmm. And I'm already seeing Ansel just kind of shake his head over there. So I think I know what the answer to this is, but is that a good deal?
No, it's not. And one of the reasons that our tax system is so complex, no other really comparable nation does it this way, is because of the lobbying efforts done by some of the large tax prepared companies like H&R Block, like Tax Turbo. And while there are so many Americans who qualify to get their taxes done for free, as Ansel was just explaining, organizations like that cannot compete with the advertising budget of H&R Block, Tax Turbo, and so many people right now are desperate for some finances. It seems like a good deal getting that quick buck up front while you are actually going to be losing money in the long run when you go through those services.
Why will you be losing money in the long run? Do you have to pay interest on that money?
Simply because they are going to take a cut from what some of your returns would have been when other nonprofit agencies that don't exist for their own profit but to actually meet the needs of people will not be doing that. So they bribe you with a little bit of cash up front, but you actually would have gotten more in the long run.
You can go to a TurboTax or an H&R Block, though, Ansel, and also get good paid support if you're somebody who doesn't qualify for free tax support, but you're afraid to do it on your own.
Yeah, absolutely. You could definitely go. Just make sure you go to a reputable one. And those upfront loans, I call them a loan, because that's what essentially it is. Those upfront payments are definitely not a good idea. They could take up to 10% of your return on there. But also, if you go to the IRS website, IRS Free File, they do have help on there associated. For example, one of them is a Free Tax USA that is absolutely free, and it is sponsored by the IRS themselves. And you could go ahead and file your taxes on your own.
Okay, so Ansel, for those who have already filed this year but are a little anxious if they did it right, what's your number one piece of... Because a year from now, we're going to have to do it again, right? Death and taxes are two of the most consistent things. What's your number one piece of advice for a behavior change people could do in 2023 to be more effective in filing their taxes next year?
Gather your documents as soon as possible. Gather your document as soon as they come in. Remember, if you're a worker, your W-2 should be in the mail way before January 31st. Your health insurance information should be in your mailbox way before January 31st. If you see those things and it's getting to that January 31st and you don't have those things, make sure you go out and look for them. So make sure you are prepared to go ahead and file your taxes.
And Evan, how about you? The number one piece of advice you would give people for behavior this year that's going to help them out next year?
I mean, Anzu went through a lot of the highlights of things that you actually need to know. And for so many people who are counting on this big return, and unfortunately, it is going to be less than on average than before. And for a lot of people, this is the only time in their lives where they get some large upfront money that they can then use to benefit themselves and their family.
So any advice on how they ought to use that money?
Most people use it to paying off debts and to paying bills. And I wish I could say something as simple as, well, just save your money and invest long term. Unfortunately, that's not a reality for most families in Massachusetts.
But at least for some relief would be a good idea.
Absolutely.
All right. Evan George is the host of Bostopia News, and Ansel Tejada is the program manager of financial empowerment at MassCap. You two are very helpful. Thanks for joining us for Budget Boston.
Thank you for having us.
All right. 15 days left. Remember to pay those taxes, and we're going out on The Tax Man by the Beatles.